Right in the heart of the retreat. And at some points at this, sometimes at this point in the retreat, it's useful to explore a little bit, play a little bit around how we're making effort. Because all of you have a fair amount of momentum of mindfulness. And sometimes, as that momentum builds, it builds a little gradually. And sometimes we don't either notice or trust that momentum. So we may be over-efforting. We've been encouraging a light touch, a gentle persistence to the way we make effort. And yet even still, we might be just a little more engaged at times. Than is really needed. This can paradoxically be sometimes happening late in the evening when we're tired, perhaps. Sometimes people have a momentum that builds during the day, and then by the evening there's more energy, and other people have a kind of a waning of energy at this hour of the day. In either case, sometimes even in the waning of energy, it can be useful to play with, well, how much effort is actually needed here? It's sometimes much less than we would expect. And so here you are in this moment. How little effort does it take to know a breath right now? Or to know body sensation? And is perhaps there a wave of capacity to stay present, maybe just for a few moments. Being present rather than doing it. Exploring the possibility of resting in awareness instead of making the effort to be aware. Sometimes as the practice settles more, deepens and becomes a little more, there's a little more access to being present. Sometimes our mindfulness begins to explore and seek out and just be curious about somewhat subtler experience. And sometimes the subtler experience is very shy or quiet. And if we're trying to look at it, trying to see it or be with it, sometimes that very activity of trying to be mindful, of engaging with the activity of mindfulness, obscures the very thing that the mindfulness is opening to. And so we sometimes have to learn to trust that the mindfulness that is already there is already meeting what is already known.